The sun had risen over the snow-clad hills and now peeked coolly through the frosty panes of Shingleston Manor as Eleanor dragged her weary limbs down the winding staircase. Her dark-rung eyes were swollen from too many tears, and her hair was pitifully disheveled. The child's dreams had troubled her with terrible visions that stole just beyond recall upon waking. Christmas had come to Eleanor, but without joy. Aunt Rigelia met her at the foot of the stairs and led her by the hand into the parlor. She set the child upon her lap and combed her tresses in silence for some minutes. Slowly, Eleanor felt a peace take hold of her heart and quiet her fears and bring her something she'd never before known. Hope. For one must be alive to hope, and everything before this was not life, but merely a selfish limbo existence. It felt like a steaming cup of tea, this hope, filling her insides with delicious warmth. Aunt Rigelia, I am so dreadfully sorry for the nasty things I said to you and for the wicked way I behaved. I know you are. I'm not really that twisted old creature in the mirror, am I? You needn't be. The images are never cast in stone unless a person lets them be. Then I wish to be beautiful inside, as you are. Eleanor looked up into her aunt's eyes, and the hand of winter that had grasped her soul was shaken loose. Almost it seemed as though scales and rags had fallen from her. I shall make it Christmas each morning in my heart. That's my girl. What a Christmas it was that day! There were singing kettles of spiced cider and steaming bowls of Christmas pudding. There were warm loaves of fresh bread perspiring with cream and sauces of cranberry, mulberry, and currant. And there was an enormous tom turkey, moist and brown. If aroma were song, then the music of that great succulent bird should have resounded throughout the house, joined as it were by a joyful chorus of delicious smells. And, adding immeasurably to the aroma, there was laughter. Laughter from the maids and manservants, laughter from Aunt Rigelia, and laughter in abundance from the children. Yet merriest of all, for it came from a long frozen spring that felt now its first thaw, merriest of all was the bubbling laughter of Miss Eleanor Ellsworth Weatherspoon.